Democrat Martha Coakley and Republican Charlie Baker both took to their respective stages Tuesday night to celebrate primary victories in the race for governor. Coakley, the state's attorney general, changed course from her primary campaign of solely touting her message to attempting to poke holes in Baker's platform. North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright graduated from high school with Coakley.
I guess the word aggressive would fit here. I think Martha has to come out strong. I think Martha has to be mindful of setting her own priorities and making them very, very clear to the public. But then on the other hand, why those priorities outweigh those of her challenger.
Kirsten Hughes chairs the Massachusetts Republican Party.
She's going to attack. She's going to talk about everything but her own plans because she doesn't have any. She doesn't have any new ideas, and she has no plan to do anything except to take more of taxpayers' money.
Baker said it's time to end one-party rule and return bipartisan balance to the state. State Senator Ben Downing of Pittsfield is co-chair of the Massachusetts Democratic Party's coordinated campaign. He says Coakley's shift is an attempt to establish a clear contrast between the two candidates.
It is a reflection of the change of where the election is, and it's a clear marker of where the race is. We need to make sure that voters know what the choice is.
Since Coakley entered the race last year, her 2010 special election loss to Republican Scott Brown to fill the Senate seat of the late Ted Kennedy has hung over her head. Coakley has acknowledged she should have worked harder 4 years ago, and Alkenbright believes she will this time around.
That's the sort of stuff people never forget. I think Martha's going to be, beating this horse right to the finish line, even if she's got an 8-length lead.
Coakley received 42% of the ballots cast in Tuesday's Democratic primary as she faced Treasurer Steve Grossman and former federal health care administrator Don Berwick. Hughes says that divide is telling.
They've rejected her yet again, and, a lot of dissatisfied people on that in that party just, again, unimpressed with the unimpressive Martha Coakley, who seems to run the same campaign.
In 2010, Baker, the former CEO of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare and cabinet member under Republican Governors Bill Weld and Paul Cellucci, lost to Governor Deval Patrick by 6 percentage points. Downing says Baker's loss shouldn't be overlooked when talking about past shortcomings between the two candidates.
Let's be very clear. Charlie Baker's lost a race before, too. It may not have been as high profile, but he lost a race. I think that's not something that should go unmentioned.
State Representative Smitty Pignatelli of the 4th Berkshire District backed Grossman in the Democratic primary. While he doesn't make much of Tuesday's victory speeches, he says Coakley does have some work ahead of her, especially around forming a cohesive message with the party's nominee for lieutenant governor.
I was struck by the awkwardness of her relationship with her running mate, now Steve Kerrigan, who I've endorsed as well. I think they should engage with one another much more than she did last night. I think Steve brings an awful lot to the ticket, and I think he's going to play a very important role in Martha Coakley becoming our next governor. But it seemed a little awkward, their relationship, and I'm not sure what that really means.
For much of the past year, Baker and Lieutenant Governor nominee Karen Pulido have been running as a team.
And it's not like we have to get to know each other. We know each other quite well and have a common agenda to move our state forward.
Baker's defeat of Tea Party-backed Mark Fisher was the only contested race for statewide office in the Republican primary. Meanwhile, Democrats had to decide 3 races, each with 3 candidates. Downing doesn't see any potential divide as detrimental come November.
So no, I don't consider any of our races a question mark. We were lucky enough to have a deep pool of talented and qualified candidates who came out to run for all these races, unlike the Republican Party that had difficulty just finding individuals to serve at all. So I think we are lucky in that we would have been in a strong position no matter who our nominees were.
Pignatelli says the key for Democrats is unity in backing Coakley.
She may not be the greatest candidate, but she's got our greatest hope, and I think that's what we need to look at.
3 independents, Evan Falchuk, Jeff McCormick, and Scott Lively, have also qualified as candidates for governor. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.